That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to congratulate all of the radiologists that are officially completing training. Congratulations. I'm here with the one and only America's Headhunter, Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you today?
Doing good, Doug. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Man, I have got just a slew of folks that are completing their training that are reaching out to us now that they're taking jobs, Chuck.
Usually it was just two or three months before they graduated in July, but... Now it's most of the graduating radiologists are taking jobs before December.
So we wanted to put together a toolkit, a podcast toolkit for y'all guys to just kind of give you some things to chew on as you're considering what you're going to do in your career. And we would really love to take the opportunity to build a relationship with you at this pivotal, critical moment in your career. We can help you definitely get a 30,000 foot view of what the market looks like. We can help you. If you've got an offer that you're looking at, we would love to give you just someone to use as a sounding board. Chuck, I hear you do this probably three or four times a day, man, when you're talking to people about the different opportunities that are out there and the different offers. We have people that call and talk to us all the time that just want to talk about other opportunities that they did not find through Summit.
Well, how we could help is just think, if you were a graduating physician, I mean, you'd want to know what you had to do to get what you wanted to get.
And sure.
So, we know the vacation packages, the number of RVUs to get, whatever income, the different types of, jobs, pay-per-click, salary plus production. As far as we've recruited radiologists since, the year 2005. And so, we know where all the bodies are buried as far as, clients and who's hiring. And with this new, remote surge going, I mean, there's so many remote jobs out there and they're all different. They're just all different in many different ways. And we've kind of analyzed a lot of those and dissected them. And, there's different people taking, different jobs for different reasons. A lot of it's scheduling. A lot of it's, some want, just to make as much as they can. I mean, all those things are available out there, and we can, we can definitely be a help to provide an info for anybody that wants it.
Well, Chuck, I was talking to somebody just today, and they were mentioning that they're willing to work part time until they are available this summer. But it was kind of eye opening. I know that we speak to folks that are in their final year of training all the time, but this year, actually since COVID, more and more of them are taking jobs sooner. I know that I spoke with one of our clients in Kansas, and they signed two guys like 6 months ago, and they signed them that far out. And I think that that the folks that are thinking, man, that's a long time away. That's not that long to wait for somebody now. And these guys are already taking jobs.
Well, and they're offering stipends, to pay them until they do graduate. And like you said, some of them can get started sooner.
Sure. So there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat too. I know I'm talking to a medical group in Central Texas right now, and they were talking about, they were asking us how we thought they should structure an offer for a candidate that they are considering pursuing. And, whether you want to package it on an RVU based incentive, or if you want to pay per day or give a salary plus a bonus incentive, we can definitely help you put something together if you would like to just kind of compare apples to apples rather than apples to oranges. But one of the trends that I'm seeing happen, Chuck, is a lot of these groups, they have a ballpark idea of what they're willing to offer, but they have realized that due to the candidate-driven emphasis of the market right now, that there has to be some wiggle room. There's no, the folks that are really hard-nosed about not budging on their offers at all are the ones that are kind of sitting on the open vacancies for a little bit longer. And when you start weighing the cost of vacancy, that's whenever you realize that it's better to have a bird in the hand rather than two in the bush.
Well, again, too, how we can help them, the volumes are out there, you know, for anybody to do whatever they want, you know, financially. Schedules are a big thing. And, you know, people, I don't want to say it like this, but there's not a different way I can say it, because, you know, a lot of the practices have what they need, the seven on, seven off, you know, five, you know, Monday through Friday, work one week in a month, you know, different things like that. But, you know, with this market, you know, a lot of people, the scheduling is just really important. And so, you know, we're even starting to see job sharing, you know, where it's like, you know, seven on, seven off. It's, you know, somebody's working one week and then a completely different person is working another week. It's just the, you know, the numbers, the volumes and the payout has to kind of make sense, though, you know.
Sure.
But,
well, you know, and I think that this podcast, we are also intending on, we're going to email this to all of our folks that are completing their training. We're going to put this on our website. So this is going out, and this is targeting radiologists in general, but this is specifically targeting folks that are completing their training, that are considering their, what they're going to do with their career, how they want to work. Like, so what we want to put out there is, hey, listen, we would love to initiate a conversation with you and find out what it is that you're looking for. I know I talked to a guy today, and this guy is looking, he wants to work overnights. And I was, you know, if you're one of the radiologists and you want to make a little bit more for a little bit less work, then if you're willing to work overnights, we can definitely put you in touch with some folks that will be interested in having a conversation with you. Maybe you are a group administrator or an existing radiologist that's listening to this thinking, man, I could really use some help. We can absolutely help you recruit some talent to your bullpen to meet the needs of your clients. I want to encourage you, call us, 817-483-4300. My extension is 1002. You can talk to Chuck. His extension is 1001. Or you can talk to anybody that answers the phone, and they will forward you to the appropriate party. But we would love to start building a relationship specifically with those of you that are at this pivotal moment in your career where you're kind of finding out what's out there. Chuck, what are you seeing that's out there?
So also, I want to say, so every, you know, so every group, you know, also needs people on site. You know, the, yep. The interventional stuff, basic interventional and all that has to be done. So, you know, IR people, we have jobs for IR people that are, you know, willing to go on site. You know, even some of those jobs are seven on, seven off. And, you know, we have radiologists traveling back and forth, you know, working somewhere and, you know, because the pay's better. And, you know, it's not just remote jobs that we recruit for, but, you know, that's kind of been a changing dynamic, because we used to, you know, get out there and talk to radiologists, say we have a job in San Diego, we got a job in Kansas City, we got a job in New York City. None of that really matters anymore, especially if they're not, you know, doing IR and they can do, you know, they can live in their hometown, they can read from anywhere. You know, the big factors are how much do they want to work and how much do they want to make. And, you know, that's what we're connecting people with. But we can help everybody navigate through that process and give you information, and you know, we're happy to share it.
Sure. And if you are an organization that's trying to recruit some help, we can also kind of give you an idea of what some of the other folks that are out there that are offering right now, because I'm trying to think of the most tactful way to put it. There are sometimes that people are just unaware of what some of the other folks are doing out there in the market right now. And if
frankly, they're the ones that are not getting the hires.
Yeah. I mean, like if you've got a vacancy that's been open for an extended period of time, there's probably a reason why.
Call us and we'll let you know what everybody's doing. And you know, I mean, most people aren't too far off, but if somebody, you know, if somebody's stuck at still offering 400, $350-$400, and you know, they're, it's a regular job for 40 weeks and, you know, 12 weeks vacation. That does sound normal. I mean, but you know, if you get out there in internet land and look at these jobs and talk to these people and these offers these people are getting, you know, I mean, it's, that's not the norm. I mean, that's, that may be their norm, but that's not what people are signing for.
Sure.
You know,
I know that there's a group in the Southeast that I have spoken with several times over the past year. And I think that they're finally starting to realize that they're going to have to adjust their package if they, like, because they've had a vacancy for a man for as long as I can remember. But I think that they lost someone else, and now they're having to revisit what are we going to do to retain these folks? Because, Chuck, you and I see it all the time. Whenever someone is on the way out the door, all of the sudden, then folks are like, hey, well, listen, we can bump this up. We can. They'll offer the sun, the moon, yeah, and
that's
the stars.
Yeah, that's when their eye-opening moment is. But usually at that time, it's too late.
It is too late.
There's some people that want to, you know, just negotiate back and forth. But, you know, at that point, I mean, that's not usually the only reason somebody's, you know, looking.
Well, and the question always with the candidates at that point tends to be, well, why didn't they do this before? Why are they waiting right now? And then, you know, they're like, okay, if they take it, then they're wondering if that's their job that they're seeing posted on a job board there, if they're just going to be on board there until someone hires their replacement. So, but I'll tell you this, if you're a radiologist, this is a good day to be a radiologist. You have plenty of opportunities that are out there.
Well, it would cost them less. It would cost the groups less to retain a radiologist if they would find out what the market was like. Because when somebody's about to leave, then it's going to cost them a lot more to get to keep them. Because sure, that person's going to realize, hey, I've got some leverage here. But if they increase the packages as appreciation and value and all that kind of on the front end, they could almost get away with keeping the radiologist for, and I know that sounds like, why is a recruiter telling you that? Because people are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, that's, they're going to, you know, that's, that does, just because we say it doesn't mean everybody's going to start offering everybody, you know, better packages. So, but, you know, that would, that we see that would work a lot better and save the groups a lot of money. But anyway,
And we've also got some organizations that are like hospitals and private medical groups that are considering hiring radiologists in employee type situations now too. That's something that's coming full circle as well too. For a while there, you didn't see a whole lot of that. So, you know, it depends on what your needs are, but I think that the folks that I'm talking to that are having the most success hiring people are willing to offer options. If someone wants to be an employee, they'll do an employee situation. If they're wanting to be 1099, they'll 1099 them there. I know that there's one young lady that we've worked with that she is just a hustler that puts deals together. And, you know, she's signed, even in the past 60 days, two top-notch quality candidates that are both going to be remote. But this this group historically has not considered remote candidates, but this is actually alleviating a lot of the pressure on the group because they've got someone to cover their needs, and the guys that are actually out there on site can focus a little bit more and not feel like they're drowning.
Well, truthfully, I mean, if anybody asked me, which they didn't, but my opinion is that I see the biggest wave that I see is that, and what radiologists are liking is becoming an independent contractor and being in control of their own business.
Sure.
And just have, they can have multiple clients. They can live wherever they want. I mean, they can literally read from a laptop. I mean, it's just, you know, certain cases they have to have certain types of computers and stuff, but I mean, they can, you know, they can be mobile. They can work whatever shift they want. I mean, you know, I wouldn't doubt if someday it's not that way right now, but I wouldn't doubt if someday it's just, you know, sign in and you know, do what you want and sign out when you don't want to work anymore.
And it's interesting because it's not only radiology, like cardiology is kind of going that way now too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just the day and the age of the technology
Everything.
That we live in.
I mean, who can't work remote now?
Sure. So, you know, I guess that whenever you are faced...
Interventional radiologists can't.
Yeah. That's I mean, you're until they come up with some pretty amazing technology, you know, then there's always going to be the need for interventional guys on site. I'm seeing a lot of hybrid opportunities, too, though.
Yeah.
You know, where you've got someone that does interventional that's willing to come out on site and, you know, 1 week a month or, you know, a couple of days a week or something like that, and then read remote the rest of the time. And if you are in an organization and you've had a vacancy for a while, give us a call, 817-483-4300, extension 1002 for me, 1001 for Chuck. Either one of us will be happy to talk to you. You can also, if you are a candidate and you are looking for practice opportunities, you can email Donna, D-O-N-N-A, at hiresps.com. That's H-I-R-E-S-P-S. com. Shoot her a copy of your CV, and then one of our recruiters here will give you a shout and find out a little bit more about what you're looking for. So if you are looking for practice opportunities, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, www.hiresps.com, and we've got all of our latest practice opportunities posted there on the top of our page. Or if you happen to be looking for a radiologist to cover a specific shift or something, then you can also see the latest candidates there on our website as well. We try to update that frequently and get that information out there for folks. But, you know, one of the things, one of the parting thoughts I would like to leave y'all with is that it is fantastic to work with a recruiter on both sides of the equation, because you need someone in your corner to help make sure that deals don't fall apart, because they entropy by nature. If they are not paying attention to the details, I cannot count how many times that we followed up with people, both on the candidate side and the client side, that thought that things were moving forward and they had ground to a halt because everybody just makes assumptions. Chuck, I know that you see that a lot too.
You know, it's, you know, all recruiters are not created equal though. So,
sure.
You know, we've been recruiting, you know, radiologists since 2005 and actually pre-2005. You know, so like I said, we know where the bodies are buried. We've got a lot of experience and we have a lot of value that we feel like we can add to both sides. So
sure. So if you want someone to talk to, or if you want to
bounce a question,
bounce a question, then we are definitely accessible. But ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to the podcast. For all of y'all that are finishing your training, congratulations. And one more time, give us a call, 817-483-4300, or you can visit our website at www.hiresps.com.